Welcome to the Rambam Center, and here's your host, Vaibhish Vinkel.
Hello, everybody, and so far I'm having a wonderful time with you here in camp. And just before, I got a phone call from my friend Kalman the Kohen, who is in charge of hiring the Para Adumas for the Beis Hamikdash. He sounded very upset because he put an ad in the Jerusalem Post newspaper if anybody happened to have a Para Aduma, a red cow. When I spoke to him last, nobody called him back. But just before, he called me back and he told me what happened. Just listen to this.
Hello, Para Aduma Department. This is Carmen the Kohen speaking. How can I help you?
Hello? Can you help me?
I certainly hope so.
Are you the one who put the ad in the newspaper?
Yes, I am.
Well, I have the most beautiful red one for you.
Really?
Yes, it's in perfect working condition. It has no scratches or blemishes on it, and it's brand new. It's never been used before.
Wow, this sounds great. So, it's all red, yeah?
Yep, all red.
And it's never been used before, correct?
Yep, never been used before.
And it's got no scratches or blemishes on it, right?
Well, how could it have scratches or blemishes if I polish it every morning?
You what? You what?
And its headlights are bright and clear.
Oh, you mean its eyeballs are bright and clear?
No!
Does this thing have any horns?
Well, it's got one horn and it makes a lot of noise.
Oy, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And, is it Loy Ola Oil? Did you ever put an oil on it?
I change the oil every once in a while.
Oy, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Wait a minute. That doesn't sound like a red cow to me.
A cow? I'm talking about my 1974 red Chevy parked in my garage.
Oy, lady. The ad in the newspaper was for a red cow, not a red car.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you spelled car wrong, and instead of writing car, you wrote cow.
Oh, you're a British alum.
Yeah, but what do you need a red cow for, anyway?
Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Carmen de Koyen, and I'm in charge of hiring the red cows for the Beis Hamikdash. A red cow is called a Para Aduma. Today's mitzvah, positive mitzvah number 113, teaches that in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, in order to purify someone who became impure by touching a dead body, they would shecht a red cow, a Para Aduma, and burn it, and then mix its ashes with special nidah water, which then would be sprinkled on the impure person to become pure. But this cow is no ordinary cow. So far, since the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was only 9 cows that were fit to use for this Aveda. This cow has to be completely red, and is not to have ever been used for any other purposes. And if it is missing any of the above conditions, it may not be used for purification purposes.
Oh, that's very nice, but does that mean I can't get rid of my 74 Chevy?
Well, that's it for today, folks, and we'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place, same socks.